Let's hit a couple of these calls real quick about people that went to Metallica last night at Northwest Stadium. Let's go to Steve in Warrington first. Steve, you're on with the Junks. What's up?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good.
What's up, man?
Good. So, yeah, I went last night, and I want to say thank you to you guys because I won tickets from you.
Oh, good.
And awesome. I brought my 7-year-old daughter to the show for her first concert.
You're kidding me.
Metallica's and her first concert.
That's great.
Very first concert. Yeah, she loves the song Master Puppet. She just loves saying the master part over and over again.
Excellent.
So we left right after that song to kind of beat the traffic getting out. And I had just gone up to Philadelphia over last weekend to see them for two nights. So I wasn't too upset about leaving a little bit early because I just saw them. And I was down on the floor in Philadelphia. I got guitar picks from them. I got one from Suicidal Tendencies, actual set list off the stage from Pantera. I got a photo with Lars as he's walking through the crowd. But yeah, so last night I topped both those nights.
Oh, you were all in on Metallica. Yeah, how many shows do you go to a year, just generally, rock shows?
I try to go to any, if they're within a 4 to 5 hour drive, I'll try to go. So I went to Philadelphia, then I went last year up in New York City.
Yeah.
Wow. Dedicated. I can't believe you brought your 7-year-old. That's crazy.
Glad she had a great time.
But she did maybe warm her up with a kids' bop show. That's what I've done.
You went hard early. No, love it.
No, wait. That's it. No, we got there halfway through Pantera's set, and she was rocking out for that. She didn't know any of the songs, but she knew a handful of the Metallica songs, and she was loving it.
Could she believe how many people were there?
She's gone to events before. We've gone to Nats games, and she's okay with crowds and Disney and all that stuff, but she was looking at this is her first time at Commander Stadium or whatever it's called now.
Yeah, there and couldn't have been many 7 years. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Very cool.
Thanks, Steve.
The
Appreciate
song
it.
Seek and Destroy has some very dicey lyrics.
Not really. It's not, I mean, it's talking about killing people basically, but yeah, it's not
what's
really
the song about?
It's which is the Metallica song that talks about like raping? And,
oh no, it's not. They didn't perform that song last night.
That's not.
Yeah, that's not their song either. That's a cover. That's a cover they do of another band's song.
Gotcha.
But I know the song you're talking about. You're getting it mixed up with a different one.
Okay, I've only heard Metallica do that.
Yeah,
one. Back in the day when you used to bring over your tapes to my house and play Metallica.
Yeah. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Apparently, he was at the show too. What's up, Mo?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Got off work yesterday, randomly just sitting off on my couch in the evening, and a good buddy, Christian, who's actually a good friend of Out East, hit me and asked me how close I live to the stadium. I told him I'm like 2 minutes. He said, hey, you want to go to Metallica concert? I said, why not? No chance I'm going to actually buy tickets, or this would be an experience that I would, you know, do on my own. So absolutely, I'm in it. So we get there. We step into our seats probably like 3 minutes before the band starts playing.
Okay.
Okay. And then the production is just extraordinary. I've never even been to a metal concert before. So this is all brand new to me. The production was ridiculous. The sound was amazing. The performance was solid, bro. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I recognized a couple songs that, you know, I've heard over the years.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously your song at the end. But, I mean, great experience, man. You know, good vibes. I actually saw several little kids walking around down there in the little mosh pit area, which was, you know, a bit surprising, to be honest. We had good seats, too.
All right, here's my question, Mo.
Yes, sir.
Were there more little kids, you said several, or more people that look like you?
Definitely more people that look like me.
Okay.
Trust me, we were there. We were there. I would say that. I was surprised to see that, to be honest with you. But yeah, we were there. It was a very
diverse crowd. Mo is a black listener for people that don't know.
It was a diverse crowd. It was okay. Kids.
Yes, it was a very diverse crowd. Yeah. I was thinking that while I was standing in the Uber line afterwards. Oh, and check this. So it cost us $12 to get there in the Uber, $60 to get home in the Uber. 3-mile ride.
Yeah, that's
had
brutal.
A great time. Thank you to my guy Christian for Par City Golf in Alexandria. You're a great guy. So check his spot out.
Very good. So. All right. Thanks, Mo.
It's Mo Mounts.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mo got to experience, got the Metallica experience. So good for him. Yeah, definitely a fun time last night out at Northwest Stadium. Speaking of stadiums and football, we wanted to play some audio from one of Valdez's favorite quarterbacks of all time. That's Joe Flacco, who is now in the Cleveland Browns quarterback room. He bristled yesterday when he was asked about mentoring some of the other young quarterbacks that are in that room with him.
It's a talking point. You can kind of like use it, like, because it's a good question to bait somebody into answering, and either, and no matter how they answer it, it kind of makes the guy that's answering it look bad. If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing football. So it's one of those questions that no matter what I say, you guys can write what you want to write about it. And there's a lot of questions like that. That's why you end up having to try to avoid them. I tend to try to be honest. And I've said, I'm not a mentor. I play football. And in a quarterback room, there's a lot of times already. There's been already a ton of times where there's learning experiences. And I have a lot of experience and I can talk on things. And hopefully they listen. But it's not necessarily like my job to like make sure they listen to me. And, you know, hey, like hopefully you have a really good relationship with the guys that are in the room. And you naturally want to do that. You know, but that was a long-winded answer, but that's ultimately why I think you guys ask it, you know. Here's the thing is, like, because of what I just said, like, you're acting like I wouldn't want to be a mentor. It's not really about that. It's just not the main focus. I see myself as a guy that can play in this league. So if your main focus was just like, hey, but I'm going to get you ready, you're just not taking care of business. The best way to be a mentor, honestly, is, like, show people how you go to work, you know. And like I said, hope that they pick up on that stuff, but not necessarily force them to pick up on the things that you do.
Joe Flacco, 40 now.
40 years old.
40 years old. Been in the league since 2008.
I think he was completely fair there.
He
doesn't like the title, but what he's saying is he's offering his experience. Mm-hmm. And he's offering the way that he prepares and the way that he plays as something that the younger players can follow.
And look,
they don't have to follow it. They don't have to listen to him. He's doing his job. If he's asked questions by a younger guy, he's not saying he's not going to help him out.
Right. It's not like he doesn't want to talk to the young players.
Yeah.
He talks to them.
But he's like, also in a competition.
Of course. But
he wants to win the job.
But if I'm one of the young guys in that room, if I'm Pickett or Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel, I'm going to look at Joe Flacco. I'm going to look at him as a resource. I'm going to look at him and say, this guy's been in the league for... since 2008. There's a reason he's still playing.
And I guarantee
you. And still being employed by teams at the age of 40.
Of course. And I guarantee you, those young guys, Dylan and Sanders, they are asking him questions.
They should be.
They are. I guarantee you they are. Every day.
That's smart of them if that's the case.
But you do hear sometimes young players coming up say that they have problems with these veteran quarterbacks, generally stars. I don't know if you guys watched the Aaron Rodgers special on Netflix. I don't think I watched all of it.
No,
but
I'm
apparently they
it.
Had a lot of tension when he was underneath Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. And Favre wasn't necessarily the best mentor.
Right.
It's not their job, really. They're competing. There are different stories about OTAs in Cleveland. And some of the stories say Shador Sanders shined above the rest. They actually keep stats on all this stuff now. It's kind of ridiculous because you're playing 7-on-7. Right. Quarterbacks aren't taking hits. But for what it's worth, Flacco, 9-for-14 with the touchdown. Kenny Pickett, 9-for-16, no touchdowns. Dylan Gabriel, their third-round draft choice, 11-for-16, two touchdowns, did throw an interception. And then Shador Sanders threw the least amount of passes. 9 passes.
Mm-hmm.
Completed 7 of them for 3 touchdowns. Mm. He had the best completion percentage and the most touchdowns.
But so there's a lot we don't know about that.
It'll be interesting to see how this develops.
I mean, are all 4 quarterbacks facing the same defensive players?
Don't know.
We don't know.
Don't know.
Like, what receivers are they throwing? Like, there's a lot of factors and permutations to go into
because that. Because I'm guessing they're not.
I would think that they keep both Gabriel and Sanders. So I think they're going to trade either Flacco or Pickett. And I wonder what's going to happen with Pittsburgh if Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up. Well, now, they wouldn't bring Pickett back, would they?
Pickett's not going back.
No, it's not going back.
I mean, I don't think they're going to be in the market for a 40-year-old Joe Flacco. I mean, it does seem like a long jam of quarterbacks in Cleveland.
It is. Can't keep them all.
They're just trying to find one half-decent option.
Well, they're hoping that one of the kids they drafted turns into the franchise, but...
2 seasons ago, Flacco played really well. Last season, it was a little up and down.
Let me say this about his comments, mentoring. So he doesn't like being labeled a mentor, but he is mentoring.
Sure.
He is doing that. He just doesn't like the label because I mean, when you're giving advice to younger people based on your experience, that's what you're doing. You're mentoring them. He just doesn't like the label.
Yeah, he definitely bristled at the label and talked about it was a baiting type of question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, he is doing it.
He's been asked that question 100 times before.
Yeah, he's tired of it.
He's just sick of it.
Yeah.
He does have that towny accent, though.
Well, he says bad. He says bad.
Yeah.
But look, again, he's a product of his environment, JP, much like I was. Joe Flacco was, I believe, raised in New Jersey, went to school at Pitt and Delaware,
mm-hmm.
and then spent the bulk of his career in Baltimore. Of course he's going to be doomed to talk like that for probably the rest of his life. That's just what it is, what he's surrounded by. Now, I went to speech school. And
he loves
I was able
the
to,
beard beat jackpot.
He does. He's a big fan of that. He certainly is. All right, don't forget, coming up later on the show, we'll talk to Matt Doherty, former hoops coach at UNC and Pacers scout. He's going to join us at 8:25. Next, we'll talk some more NFL. We'll talk about the scene on Stephon Diggs' boat and whether Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the Patriots, is a fan.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.